fact, and it is time to talk about some signs of spring. And we have had we have school children out all over the state checking out for signs of spring, and they are coming. So without further ado, let us tell you that funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology Talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Dixie,
Kylie,
and Camila,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
We are having colder, windier weather. Tomorrow, we might have a big snow coming. Today, we tapped our maple tree. We drilled a hole in the tree pointing upwards, put a tapper in it, and then have a tube feeding in the container.
Later, we are going to get some sap out of it. We have to boil the sap for 7 to 8 hours to get syrup. Then we are going to taste test it against store syrup.
We looked at our three cut tree branches to study their growths. We noticed the red maple, buckthorn, and river birch are not green anymore on the inside. They are turning brown. We think that means they are starting to die.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode.
Keep one eye open on nature.
Indeed. Keep one eye open on nature for sure. Heck, if you're not driving, keep them both open. Dixie, Kylie, and Camila, thank you. What a nice report. They've gathered some sap. They are gathering sap, and they're going to boil it and make syrup. And then they're going to taste it against some store syrup. I can guarantee you how that one's going to turn out. The one kid in the class who says he likes store syrup better is probably going to get drummed right out of the classroom. Looking at their three cut branches where they cut the branches and wanted to study the growth, they're not green anymore. And the reason for that is the branch only is part of the story. The branch holds some energy in it. It has some sugars, some power, some chemistry to help develop the flower or the leaf, but there is only a limited amount in the branch. And when the branch is connected to the tree and this whole process begins, well, then the tree contributes from the roots. But when you just cut a branch off of a tree like that, you only have what is ever stored in the branch, and it isn't enough for the branch to carry on and continue to grow. Although, if you pick a willow, you may see some roots develop. Willows typically can quite readily root from a branch. So just so you know, you don't have to throw them all out, but probably your maple, your buckthorn, and your birch are going to go out the door. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Brecken.
And Easton, reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report of the week of March 23rd. We saw our first earthworm of the year on the sidewalk by our school on the 18th.
The aspen catkins are very large, and they look like a fuzzy gray caterpillar on the branches. Our first fox sparrow arrived on the 19th, and our first turkey vultures were spotted on the 20th.
The cold temperatures at night have provided us with the perfect conditions to form maple sapsicles.
The male red-winged blackbirds have returned and are competing for ideal locations in the cattails for when the females come back later this month.
We had a black bear sighting, so they are out of their sleep and will be searching for food. Bald-faced hornet hive still standing.
The first crocuses were blooming in our gardens.
We have seen the return of the sandhill cranes, and they are spotted out in the fields in pairs.
There was a pair of pileated woodpeckers on the same tree, so we were thinking it may be a mating pair.
The first standing line leaves were spotted by our school on the 20th.
We have also seen the return of grackles and larger flocks of robins.
There have been wild turkeys that are starting their displays.
This is our phrenology report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Easton and Brecken. Nice report. They really have quite the system there. I mean, they're talking about earthworms, aspen catkins. Our aspen catkins, I looked yesterday, half an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch. They will, by the time they're done expanding, be like 3 inches. So, and they are looking at aspen catkins coming along pretty well there in the Little Falls area. Fox sparrows, those are kind of a big sparrow with lots of red, red tail, red back, red in the sense of a horse red, sort of a chestnut red, not red like a cardinal or a purple finch, but nonetheless in that spectrum. And you'll notice them when they show up. They'll be on the ground raking through the leaves in your yard looking for seeds. So be alert for the fox sparrows. Turkey vultures, I haven't seen them yet here, but if they were spotted down there on the 20th, they should be here probably later this week, maybe before we talk again next week. The maple sapsicles. We had some sapsicles last week with some of the kids at East Elementary School, and though they were a little reluctant at first, once they got a taste of them, that was it. And the sapsicles all disappeared. The kids went around that tree and found every little branch that had a wound and found every little icicle that had some sugar, and they really went after them. Black bear sightings, they get up and start moving about, but they aren't really very hungry right away. Oddly enough, they'll wander about for a while before they really begin to get hungry. But once they do, you're going to want to be watching your bird feeder and maybe taking it in at night, or at least cleaning it off so that they aren't attracted to it in a way that can be damaging to your bird feeders. First crocuses blooming. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen anything like that around here, but I'm sure that somebody out there has probably got a crocus that's up and maybe in the process of putting out a flower. Sandhill cranes. I heard my first sandhill cranes last Friday or Saturday. I can't recall, but very soon they will be familiar and loud in the area. Pileated woodpeckers, a pair working in the same tree, probably are a mated pair. First dandelion leaves. Grackles and larger flocks of robins. I've seen a few robins around. I haven't seen one at my house, and I haven't seen one here at KAXE, but the city of Cohasset is loaded with them. We were out last Thursday walking around, and we must have seen 5 or 6 of them. The wild turkeys are definitely dancing. The males are displaying for the females. I have that going on at my house as well, so lots of things out there to look for, and among them are probably all of the things that those kids mentioned. If they're not here yet, they will be soon. Our question of the week is, what signs of spring are you seeing? So if you have a sign of spring, why don't you text it along to us? We'd like to hear from you. It's sort of what I've been doing for the last 41 years or so. Get in touch with us. Let us know what's happening in your neighborhood, because that's what makes phenology kind of cool. It's always different in everybody's yard. As I said, I have a number of sightings of robins, all in the city of Cohasset, none at my home. But that's just how phenology works. So send us your observations, 218-326-1234, and you can text us what's happening at your house. And our next report comes from Nate Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School. Just to back up for a second, Nate has been involved in phenology for 5 or 6 years. I can't remember. It may even be longer than that. But every spring, he gets his kids. First of all, he's talking to them about phenology, and you will get that from his report. But every spring, he gets the kids out and gets them involved and has them start sending us reports. And we are always glad to receive them. Thank you, Nate. And here is the report from his fourth grade class.
Hello from Mr. Mastakovic's class at Baxter Elementary School. This is the phonology report for the week of March 24th. Our names are Elsie,
Tucker,
and Thomas.
And we are your phonologists for this week.
We've had a crazy 2 weeks of weather. During our spring break, we've had our first thunderstorm on March 14th. Our spring break was warm with a high of 70 degrees on March 14th. Sadly, our March has returned and we are back to our normal weather.
Our maple buds are starting to swell, but as of Friday, none have bursted yet. Our male smalltooth aspen have catkids that are nice and furry. The female trees are just starting.
Leaves are starting to fall from our red oaks as they let go of last year's leaves. Hazel buds are just starting to swell. Some have a white dot on them, and we found a couple furry buds on south-facing plants, but not many.
Just for posterity, our first skunk smelled was February 21st. Our first chipmunk was on March 3rd. Other than deer and squirrels everywhere, we have not seen much mammal activities, except for the chewings of porcupines we have in our school forest. Izzy has also reported that her horses are shedding their winter coats.
Our first wood tick was found on Elsie's dog on 3/13. We also have a possible grasshopper sighting on March 11th. We are enjoying the wood tick-less, mosquito-less time in the woods.
We are going bird crazy. Our first robin was sighted on March 12th, and our robin wave started last Tuesday and hit in full force this Saturday. Robins are everywhere. In addition to our robins, we've seen song sparrows, red-bellied and red-headed woodpeckers, geese, chickadees, juncos, and red-breasted nuthatch. Geese, red-winged blackbird, pine siskins, and heard a possible merlin, identified by the Merlin app, and a sandhill crane.
This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Wow, thanks, Elsie, Tucker, Thomas. What a great report. You kids are lucky to have Mr. Mastakovic as your teacher. I was thrilled to see the report of a thunderstorm on the 14th. I was in the cities that weekend, and I heard thunder down there. And I'm not sure that we had thunder this far north. I hadn't talked to anyone who had any reports of it. Maple buds are starting to swell down there, but not yet here. I looked at my silver maple yesterday, and they are pretty tight. The trembling aspen catkins are nice and furry. The females are just starting. That's characteristic. I was looking at some female aspens yesterday, and I could not see any beginnings of fuzzy buds yet. Hazel buds are starting to swell. As I mentioned earlier in the phenology report, the catkins are starting to get a little bit longer. I love that they went back and gave us some of their posterity reports. First skunk on the 21st of February. First chipmunk March 3rd. I like the mosquito-less and wood-tick-less. get out and enjoy the woods. First wood tick, Elsie's dog on 3/13. And then March 12th, the first robin and the robin wave that came last Tuesday, that would have been the 25th, minus 7, it would have been the 18th. Lots of robins in the area moving north, I suppose. I hope. I think we get a little warmer weather in this next week, and we should be seeing some of them. Song sparrows, red-bellied and red-headed woodpeckers, chickadees, juncos, red-breasted nuthatches, red-winged blackbirds. Lots of birds moving north, and we're excited to see them. And our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Isaac.
And Kate from St. Francis of the Lakes Catholic School in Brainerd reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for March 17th through 19th. The high temperature was 52 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 21. At the bird feeders, we saw gray squirrels and red squirrels, also a male goldfinch, nuthatches, chickadees, and a female downy woodpecker. The water dish at the feeder area was popular with finches and the squirrels. Long Lake staff said that they have not seen birds at the water dish very often this winter. We are not sure if the small flock of finches were house finch or purple finch.
The lichen on the trees looked like bright pops of color in the forest. Trees with buds were seen, and so were spiders in the dead leaves. Crows were heard calling from the treetops. We noticed fresh pileated woodpeckers' holes low on the trees. They can really destroy a tree. We had a great time in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Isaac, Kate, nice report. Thank you. There are some spiders out there, and oddly enough, spiders just about every month of the year. If you're intrepid enough, you probably can discover a spider. Go find a nice sunny south-facing exposure, and probably there's a spider getting out and about for some time during the day. Crows were heard calling from the treetops. Pileated woodpeckers low on the trees. They hear the ants getting active, the carpenter ants getting active, and they chop into the trees this time of year right down at ground level. So watch for that. Watch what you're going to see is a big pile of chips right there and a hole right at practically at ground level. And that's the pileateds chasing after the carpenter ants. Our next report is from Colin Cody's class at East Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Lauren. This is our phrenology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. It was a cloudy and brisk day. We went for a little different walk. We found running sap in both maple and pine trees. It tasted good. There was also deer scat and a fuzzy unidentified leaf. We also found fuzzy buds on the trembling aspen and mountain ash. On the ground was a yellow shafted flicker feather. Some green growth were also sneaking through the brown grass. Lastly, we saw and heard songbirds, but couldn't get an ID. All for now, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. Nice report. It was quite interesting to show the kids the little drips of sap coming off the maple tree. And as difficult as it was possible to taste a little bit of sugar in the water that we were licking off of the tree. There were some fuzzy buds on the aspens, and the mountain ash was the first place that I noticed those fuzzy buds. And, of course, we found the tail feather of a flicker, which was from last year. So it was quite a revelation to those kids. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at Cherry School near Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Matthew,
Nova,
Gavin,
and Bella,
reporting from Cherry School in Iron Junction, Minnesota on March 20th, 2025. We have been noticing that it is getting warmer out. The snow has been melting a lot, and we don't have that much snow left. Many of us noticed some rain last weekend.
On March 16th, Hadley heard a grouse near Britt. On March 17th, after Heidi saw a leprechaun chasing grasshoppers through the school forest. On March 19th, Adam saw three crows flying out of a ditch. On March 19th, Matthew noticed a big bear print in the mud in his driveway near Hibbing. On March 19th, Scarlett's dad noticed a Canadian goose near Cherry. On March 20th, Matthew noticed a pile of deer scat near Cherry.
This week, we spent a lot of time in the school forest. On Monday, John Ranamore joined us on the walk in the school forest. We've seen wintergreen plants. They smell like mint. Today, a group of us saw two snowshoe hares chasing each other not far from the trail. They still have their white winter coats. We seen some of their footprints.
We were picking up garbage at the entrance of the school forest when a classmate turned over a plastic cup. A chunk of ice fell out, and at the bottom of the ice chunk, there was a dead animal. First, we thought it was a eastern mole by the shape of its body. Then we looked up eastern mole and found they don't live where we live. Then we looked up a vole, but it didn't look like this animal. Finally, we found a picture of a short-tailed shrew. It matched the dead animal, and they live around our area. We think that the shrew died in the cup. Try to save animal lives by not littering, because you can harm animals that live in the forest.
This concludes our phenology report. This has been
Matthew,
Nova,
Gavin,
and Bella,
reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Nature does indeed rule, and they had some great reports. The leprechaun chasing a grasshopper, Ms. Ofterheide saw on March 17th. I wonder if there was any green beer involved in that observation. To check that out. A bear print in the mud. Definitely bears are coming out of hibernation. Had a walk with the kids. Wintergreen plants. That was, we also found trailing arbutus. I like the way they did the research on the dead animal that they found. And obviously they took time to look at it very closely, because they found out that it wasn't an eastern mole. They don't live here. And it wasn't a vole, because it didn't look like the vole. But the short-tailed shrew, it matched. And so they discovered that short-tailed shrews do in fact live in our area. Good for you, kids. Great report. Thank you. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Ben,
Emma,
Riot,
and Clayton reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on March 20th, 2025. Happy vernal equinox, everyone. Today is the first day of spring. We will have equal amounts of light and darkness today.
Almost all the snow has melted off our playground. We'll probably get some more snow because spring is crazy like that.
The male aspen trees on our school's playground have catkins bursting out. This is a great time of year to tell which trees are male and which are female. The females have small buds that haven't burst yet. We are seeing some more deer on the side of the roads. The south-facing ditches are clear and deer seem to be finding some good things to eat. Jimmy and his mom sadly couldn't avoid one of them while driving down to Duluth yesterday.
The migrating Canada geese are coming back. We have seen several flocks in the area, and Ben noticed several muskrat holes on Silver Lake in Virginia. The muskrats push weeds up toward the surface of the lake to keep the water open so they can come up for air.
Gavin noticed that Silver Lake is darkening up. That means the ice is getting thinner and should break up soon if warm days continue.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Deep exploring the brain of
Ben, Emma, Riot, and Clayton, thank you for that report. Great time of year indeed. Looking at the trees, checking out whether or not they're male or female. In the case of the aspens, looking at the buds. Canada geese are coming back. Several flocks in the area. Muskrat holes. And I like the way they checked that out. Muskrats do push up weeds and try to keep the holes open. And as they report, the ice is getting darker, so it's a good time of year to probably refrain from being on the lake.
Our final report in Phenology Talkbacks is a written report coming from Nate Lindner at Cohasset Elementary School. We had a celebration for John today, thanking him for his many years of molding young minds in the field of phenology and much more. John has been a blessing for all our students and others from the surrounding area,
And John is one of the big reasons why Cohasset is recognized for the School of Excellence Award and is definitely part of the ISD 318 family. We are very thankful he chooses to share his love and knowledge of the outdoors with our students. Photos of the celebration will be up on the KEXE website on Wednesday afternoon. Now, did you know that that was happening, or did you?
Yes, in fact, they told me that they wanted me to stay after class, which usually is not a good thing. I was afraid that I was going to be fired or at least excoriated, but they gathered all three of the classes. I do 2 fourth grades and a fifth grade class there, and they gathered all three of those classes, and the kids and the teachers presented me with a brand new bag.
Aww.
And it is a really, really fine bag. It's lovely. And they noticed my old bag, which I've had for, tried to figure it out. I've had it over 25 years because my father gave it to me and he died in 1999. And so it is a well-used bag, as you might imagine, if it's been with me all these years through all of the things that I've gone through and put it through. The students gathered and they presented me with a lovely, lovely bag, and I am so thrilled and so excited to show off my new bag, which will be happening today and Thursday. So if you're around Cohasset School on Thursday, come check it out. And if you're around East Elementary today, this afternoon, I'll be wandering around outside with my new bag. You can check it out there. Absolutely. Yeah, it was quite nice. And Thursday afternoon at Cohasset, they had a big program, and I went and sat and enjoyed the program. They had all of the classes and out and in a big gathering in the gym, and they were presented with an award marking them as one of six schools of excellence in the state of Minnesota.
That's great.
So pretty special for them. Those teachers and administrators in Cohasset work really hard, and the kids are really, really good kids. I have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.